Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
No, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
It's a tale of two stories in this room. We got Taryn and Danny dancing. Sarah and I just bobbing our heads in confusion.
Yeah, sitting down, which I feel like we have the better deal here.
Yes.
I like woke up tired this morning and just watching you guys, like
I feel energized now.
You look it too.
Yeah, hey. I'm a little flushed.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
slightly
still
out of
standing
shame.
Up. Let's get to Trevor from Whidbey Island. Trevor, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye bye.
For those playing at home, Trevor has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
All right.
Finish the famous Taco Bell slogan. Think outside the what?
Box.
No.
Oh, pass.
Who had the 80s hit song Born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. How many Kung...
And Bun.
Yes. How many Kung Fu Panda movies are there?
About to be 3.
No.
4.
Yes. Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Joan Jett.
No.
Pass.
How many countries does the United States share a land border with?
2.
Yes. The Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and who?
Pass.
What talk show host had the segment Carpool Karaoke?
James Corden something.
Yes. What pop singer dated both Pete Davidson and Mac Miller?
Kim Kardashian.
No.
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Yes. What is the base ingredient of gummy bears?
Gelatin.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 60s movie Mary Poppins?
Some old lady.
I mean, you're not wrong.
To an extent, that is correct.
Yes. Trevor, you got 7 correct.
It's my best score.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Trevor. Hopefully your best score is good enough. Because
I'm like 0-7 against Steve.
Oh, Trevor, I don't know if you should be admitting that. That's really not great. Well, hopefully we'll turn it around today.
A new day.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Finish the famous Taco Bell slogan. Think outside the what?
The box.
No.
Oh. What? Outside the chalupa?
No.
Outside, think outside the taco?
No. Who had the 80s hit song Born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. How many Kung Fu Panda movies are there?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
Yes. How many countries does the United States share a land border with?
How many countries? 2.
Yes. The Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and who?
Topanga.
No.
Tingly Wingly?
No.
Butter Sauce.
No. What talk show host had the segment Carpool Karaoke?
James Corden.
Yes. What pop singer dated both Pete Davidson and Mac Miller?
Danny V.
No, he wishes.
Ariana Grande.
Yes. What is the base ingredient of gummy bears?
Horses.
Oh, my God.
Gelatin.
Yes.
Sorry.
Gosh. And with that, Friday. You get 7 correct, which is a tie. 7-7. Hey, Trevor, at least it's not a loss.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're like 0-7.
0-7-1.
Next one's going to be a win.
0-7-1?
That's pretty. Yeah, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
That's pretty what, Taryn?
I mean, you know, he's making moves is all I got to say. He's making moves.
You know, some teams start off bad and eventually they turn it around and win the Stanley Cup.
That's true.
Hopefully that's the Kraken this year.
Honestly, Steve, though, I think you should lose just for this first question that Trevor almost didn't get right.
Think that's out of the border?
Oh, okay. Taco Bell's famous slogan is think outside
the bun.
There we go.
Now that you say it. And I understand it.
The reason I was laughing so hard is because you both said box so confidently on your first answer. And I was like, what is happening?
Well, with corporate speak, you know, think outside the box. We'll take this conversation offline.
Oh my God.
Circle back later about it.
No. And the Powerpuff Girls are Buttercup, Bubbles, and...
I don't know.
Danny, you don't know either?
No.
Blossom.
Blossom.
I watched that TV show. Remember Blossom?
Oh, it's 6?
Ah, yes.
And Joey.
Yes.
Whoa.
You guys.
See, I have no idea what y'all were talking about.
We're talking about cool stuff over here, Sarah, not dumb stuff like the Powerpuff Girls.
Well, maybe if you knew the Powerpuff Girls, you would have won, Steve, rather than tying.
Are they Powerpuff or Powder Puff?
Nope.
Power.
Because
they have powers.
The Daily Migs Show.
I was an emotional mess of a mom yesterday, Steve Miggs.
What did you do?
I went to martial arts with Barrett. He's been doing taekwondo. It's called Little Tigers. You know, it's all 4, 5, 6-year-olds, that kind of thing.
Do they have a little tiger on the back of their gi?
No, they have just like the martial arts logo on the back of it, like the USTA logo.
Oh, that's no fun.
Ugh, we should get tigers.
I watch Cobra Kai way too much. I want to see like logos and like a tiger just like biting another child or something like that.
We'll work on that. I'll put that in the suggestion box.
I know a guy. He can make it happen.
So he's a senior white belt now, which is the white belt with the black stripe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also earn these like little taped stripes on the ends of the belt for doing different things. So yesterday he earned his yellow stripe, and that is for like basically like behavior at home because he's been doing a really good job behaving at home. So we filled out the form.
Wait, does the sensei live with you now?
No.
How do they know that?
You fill it out and the parent signs it. It says like, you know, how do they do with talking back? How do they do with, you know, following instructions? How do they do with,
you know? I'd be so torn. I think I would lie just to keep getting my child some more yellow stripes.
Oh, it's funny. So I actually go through the list with Brad because he is the way more honest one than I am. Like, I'm with you. I'm like, no, he's doing great. He's just a perfect child at home. And Brad's like, really? The options are always sometimes and never. And Brad was like, let's go with sometimes on that one. Let's go with never on that one.
Brad sounds like my wife, Sid, in a sense. Like, she would be honest to a fault with those kind of things and say, you know, yeah, Tatum could be better. Whereas I'm just like, no, Tatum's perfect at home. I don't know what you're asking, sensei.
So we were very honest because of Brad's feedback, but he got his yellow stripe yesterday and he just looked up at me and had this like look of pride, and I just got the lump in my throat and started to lose it, and I'm like, pull it together, mom, just a little wimp.
No, it's a cool moment though. You're watching your child grow, you're watching him achieve something. I can understand that.
Well, no one else was crying, it was just me.
So were you crying in front of other parents?
Well, yeah, there's a handful of other parents in there.
Because I definitely am that guy. Like, but thankfully, whenever she does her like ballet recitals and, you know, all of a sudden you start hearing someone else sniffle because their kid did something adorable, then it just like triggers you to start sniffling. So I'm just like, oh, this is, thank God the lights are off, because otherwise people would be seeing me and just tearing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lights are definitely all on at Taekwondo, and I was definitely like trying to hold it together, shoulder shaking a little bit.
So how much longer until he becomes a yellow belt?
So the next time he tests, he will get to I think it's yellow belt is the next belt.
Yeah.
You know everything. I know nothing. So he will get to test. I think they have to earn they have to earn 4 of these taped stripes on their belt, and then they can go in and do testing for the next belt. So I think it'll be about maybe a month from now ish yeah. that he'll get to test for his next belt, and I'm very excited.
Oh, I can't even imagine what the emotions will be like once he gets the yellow belt. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and I think it really is paying off at, you know, at home, and just how he listens so much better than he did. He's been doing this since February, and I'm very happy. And he's starting kindergarten in 3 weeks, Steve. I am a hot mess.
Dude, I know. Right now we're in the talks of like the preschool type of stuff, and yeah. like, and that's just like been stressful beyond all belief, because it's just like, you know, you've just been so used to having your kid around the house all the time, and one of us at some point is always with her, mm-hmm. you know, it's or grandma, but like, you know, we've never had a babysitter, never had a nanny, and then all of a sudden now you just be like, here, random person that, you know, we believe is a good person, you now are in control of our child for a few hours a day.
Best wishes.
Yeah.
Well, and we've been a part of that Dolly Parton Imagination Library for so long, and I think it was yesterday, I think this is the last book, because when you turn 5, you no longer get a book from Dolly anymore.
Mm.
It's just the first 5 years of life, they send you one book a month. So we got the last
the
book
yeah.
yesterday, and it's basically a book about kindergarten and being ready for kindergarten. So we're reading that in bed last night, and I'm losing it again.
I didn't know that there was an age cut off because we signed up for the Dolly Parton thing, and if I had known, I would have made my daughter younger so we could get books for a longer period of time, because I'm like, man, we're only gonna, because she turns 5 in December, so, and we just recently started that.
I know, I can't believe Tatum's almost 5.
It's insane. So I'm thinking about maybe just creating a fake child,
yeah,
to get more books from Dolly.
Do it. You should register DJ
the dog.
Yeah.
Yes, they don't need to know.
They don't need to, they'll never know, and Dolly probably loves animals.
I remember the most recent time, I had that moment at home where I was just like busted into Waterworks. And it was just like, it's so funny how like having a kid just triggers these things. And you're just like, what the hell happened to you, man?
Like, we used to be so edgy and cool.
I mean, at least I didn't cry over stupid stuff as much as I do now. But I remember like Tatum looked at me and goes, Daddy, can I do a puppet show for you? And I was just like, oh, no.
No,
I didn't say no, because it brought back like these emotions from when I was a kid, yeah. and like, you know, my dad and my grandpa hated when I did puppet shows, so they would just tell me to shut up and go into my room. So then all of a sudden, here's my daughter saying, "Hey, I want to do something that I used to do as a kid that I got shut down," and I'm like, "Well, I ain't gonna shut her down. I want to watch this." But it kind of made me remember like how much it sucked being a kid and being told basically what you want to do for somebody they don't want to even have anything to do with, because it's just like, that was just the household I grew up in. And now all of a sudden I'm witnessing my child kind of having that same kind of silly, creative entertainer spark that I had when I was a kid. And I'm like, I ain't shutting this down. I don't care how bad this puppet show is. I'm going to enjoy every second of it. And it was terrible. But I loved every second of that puppet show. Don't play with this audio.
Don't play with this.
That's pretty awesome, though, that you've passed along the art of puppet mastery.
And she was holding a sock and doing that. It wasn't even a good puppet. I got to get her a puppet.
I will say, these moments don't go away. You know, for a while, I had one yesterday because Lily and I were talking about our Halloween costumes, and she was very pumped when we started talking. Mind you, she's 10. She wants to be Beetlejuice and Lydia. And she wants me to be Beetlejuice. She wants to be Lydia. And
yeah.
I was like, but this is her last year of elementary school. And I was like, this may be the last time that she wants to do matching costumes with her dad.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I got to enjoy this one, guys.
Is she going to go red dress, Lydia?
She's deciding to.
Oh, I'm so excited.
She's not
for
sure
that.
Yet.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Toronto Star asked a couple of music writers to pick what they think would be the worst songs from the 90s. And I think we need to go through this list and see if we agree with these writers or disagree with these writers.
Okay, and this is no particular order. They just had different writers gave their suggestions for what they thought were the worst from the 90s. And it kind of does run the gamut of all genres. So you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
I'll be shocked if anybody liked this song, but let's find out.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where
no.
did
you go? Sarah's giving a heads. Danny? Danny's kind of grooving to it, though.
Only because it's, as Taryn would say, a toe tapper by default, but it's really not that great.
It's the BPMs and the bass.
Yeah.
All this makes me think of, and it's Cotton Eye Joe by what, Rednecks?
Sure, yeah. If you say so.
Did you ever go to Seattle Thunderbirds games back when they were at the Key Arena or Mercer Arena?
Of course.
And I think it maybe even happened at Showair for a minute. There was a guy, whenever they would bust into this song, usually in the third period, he would get so fired up that he'd start dancing the aisles and do like a Cotton Eye Joe dance.
The kicks.
Yeah, he'd start kicking.
But it would always end with him taking his shirt off, swinging his shirt, and the place would go nuts, and they would kick him out.
What? Yeah.
So it was like, he always would wait towards the end of the game, I think, to do it so he wouldn't get kicked out. But it was like, that was the entire thing, was just him doing this whole thing. And you're like, well, okay, eventually he's going to get kicked out. I'm just waiting for that moment. It was always awesome.
Well, to me, that makes that song a legendary song of the 90s.
So that's part of why I could tolerate that song. It's just because I think about the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one I think we're going to... This might bring back some memories of San Diego.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Head dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Baby, move your butt, butt. Danny, I don't think you were with us this night because you were trying to be responsible and get a good night's sleep because you were kind of you were helping run things at the radio convention.
Yeah.
We end up at this place which had, first of all, any place that has fake grass as part of the inside decor, I want to go to. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm outside even though we're inside.
Yeah.
Really classed the place up.
So then part of it that was like kind of like a sports theme. Then the other part was a karaoke bar.
Yep.
And the karaoke was weird. So I'm in the sports side in the grass hanging out. I'm like, where's Taryn and where's Sarah? So I go in there and there's like four people. One of them, the DJ. The other one, the guy that's singing this song.
Okay.
And the other two are Sarah and Taryn watching this guy as he's basically serenading them.
Were they twerking?
They were feeling it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't call my version of twerking twerking, but Sarah was definitely twerking.
Now, mind you, this guy looked like Shifty Shell Shock on a bad day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he was like getting real low and kind of all up in our grill just singing this song.
It felt like a Wish version of Thunder from...
Oh, yeah.
Thunder from Under, whatever that is.
Thunder
that
from Down Under.
Down Under, there we go, yeah. It was weird, and he was terrible singing.
The whole thing was terrible, really. But Taryn and I were like, we're in this.
We were vibing.
Fun fact, my mom at the wedding that we went to this weekend was trying to tell the kids to go do the floss dance. Oh. But she kept saying, go do the thong dance, everyone.
No.
Loud. And the whole wedding party was looking at her like, what are you talking about? You're telling these kids to go do the thong dance. And she's like, no, I mean the floss.
And then everyone pulls Danny aside, like, we're going to have to kick your mom out.
Yeah. No, well, that's fair.
It's kidding.
She had one margarita, guys.
Dude, the visual, though, I wish you were there. I wish I got video of these two watching this guy serenade him with this terrible song. And I sat through the entire song because I was like, once it ended, though, I think I looked at both and I go, we need to leave.
You're done.
Because this guy thinks there's blood in the water and he's going to be able to get a threesome with you two ladies. So I don't need to be getting into a fight with Shifty Shell Shock.
And you can tell that he had practiced that song before multiple times. He knew the whole thing.
Yeah, but he could barely talk, let alone sing.
He's thong, 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 thong.
It was like his mouth was closed, 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 singing a song, song, song. It was very creepy.
It was.
All right, here's another one of the worst songs from the 90s.
Yeah, no,
Blasphemy.
Agreed. Yeah. They should really just get rid of Pearl Jam altogether.
Okay.
I mean, I had this album. I was all about it.
Did you really?
And it's back, baby.
Oh,
Creed is back.
I'm now part of the Creed Resurgence fan club. Like, I did not care about Creed, mainly because I am a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, screw those guys. Yeah. I want to see these guys. I've seen them live before, and they were never bad. But I want to see them so bad so I could bring a group of friends who could all hold each other when they sing One Last Breath and just, like, belt it out. I know a few of my friends that are totally down for this, too. I bet you're in.
I'm in.
That's a good one. All right, you want to do one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. So I'd say three of the four I agree with.
Yeah. I mean, I could go the rest of my life not hearing this song.
I was obsessed with this song when I was, like, three.
Did you have a mullet?
No, I wanted one. I don't know. My mom was a country, like a 90s country person, so she would always just, and I was like 3 years old, just grooving to this. I don't like it now.
Country Danny.
I feel like Sarah was dancing to this when she was younger.
Absolutely not. I was always dancing to the thong song, Steve. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, one more real quick.
Oh, no.
What?
I love this song.
This is a good one.
Yes, but Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas on that list.
I mean, a power couple right there.
This song was massive.
Make it real and let's forget about it.
Do you remember the guy who looked like Rob Thomas that was from around here?
No.
There was
a
dude,
doppelganger?
He was a spitting image of Rob Thomas and he milked it. Like, he even dressed like Rob Thomas.
Sure.
So, like, wherever you went, people were like, I saw Rob Thomas at Bumbershoot. And we're like,
No, that was just Chuck. He looks like Rob Thomas. But, like, he was milking it, taking pictures with people.
Yeah. I would do.
The ladies love Rob Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was able to turn it into a couple of, like, nightcaps.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website World Atlas has listed the seven most eccentric towns on the Pacific Coast, and two of them are in Washington State.
Let's go.
Nia Bay and Seabrook, and none of us have been there.
I was about to say, I was like, all excited, like, what's it going to be? What town is it? I would have, if you said, what's the most eccentric town in Washington State, I would go with Port Townsend.
What's the tagline?
It's something like, we're all here because we're not all there. And it's just a fun, quirky town.
Of course. We've got tons of them. Two of them are getting some accolades, Nia Bay and Seabrook. So we wanted to know what makes them eccentric. 206-803-ROCK. Tom, in Olympia, you have been to both towns. What makes them eccentric?
Well, I don't think much of anything makes Nia Bay eccentric. It's the Macaw Indian tribe. It's the northwest most point of the United States, or the contiguous United States anyway, so you could take a nice hike, but pretty much it's just a fishing town.
Dude, it's funny you said, because we had a few texts like, I've been to both Nia Bay. I don't know why they're saying it's eccentric, but you brought it up because it's they say that it gives you a window into indigenous history, and that's why. And also the fishing.
Yeah, that definitely does that. Crazy fact, or hopefully a fact, but there's a highway between Forks and Nia Bay, and it's supposedly like the deadliest highway in the state. I only know that because the cop told me that when I was speeding.
Oh, Rock on, Tom. Eric from Kenmore, have you been to Nia Bay or Seabrook?
I have been to Seabrook.
What makes Seabrook eccentric?
Seabrook reminds me, have you guys seen the movie The Truman Show with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
It just reminds me, when you walk into it, it is picture perfect. It is this picture perfect town on the ocean, and everything is 100% cut right with the grass. Everything just looks
amazing. Weird.
And it's kind of spooky a little bit, but once you kind of get through the whole thing, it's a pretty awesome little area and a little nook of on the coast.
Eric, it's funny you said it because we got a text that said Seabrook is like a real life Hallmark setting. It's kind of creepy with how seemingly perfect everything is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. You guys should go. Highly recommend it.
Let's do a field trip.
Yeah, of the two, I mean, just based on the description, that one seems like the one I'd want to check out.
And there's also a pizza place that has like 5 stars called Frontagger's Pizza Company. So
let's go.
And I bet the pie's perfect, just like the rest of the town.
Let's go.
You know what's not
perfect?
Probably
got pineapple on top of it.
Yeah. The Daily Migs Show.
Our girl Sarah, her mom celebrated a birthday yesterday, so you ladies decided to go out and get massages.
We did.
Had you been to this place before?
Never. My mom really wanted to get like a reflexology massage, which is like the really deep in your feet massage.
Is that acupressure?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I met up with her and I kind of thought, you know, we were going to a place and had appointments and blah, blah, blah. No, it was one that she just had looked up, and you would just kind of walk by and think, that place gives good massages.
Is it the kind of place where you enter through the back door?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to Renton or something like that?
No.
There's a lot of those I noticed when I used to go play hockey. There's just like a strip of them. I'm like, none of these places look legit.
No, and it was pretty much the same thing. Like there, the one we went to, there was one right across the street, which almost the exact same name, but like better rates, quote unquote. But we went to the little more pricey one, but still very cheap. But I am still not convinced that you could quite possibly get a very, very happy massage there if you wanted to.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
What's the name of this place? I'm kidding.
There were many workers, many. They were all shocked that people actually walked in, which was just my mother and I. We were the only two people there the entire time. It was interesting. Well,
so I had you write down the name. I don't want to give it away because just in case.
Just in case it is. Who
but
knows?
I plugged it into Yelp reviews just to see, because I'm like, you know what? If that's the best way to be able to tell if it's sketch or not.
Right. And I will say they do not have a website. Because I tried to find that afterwards, just because I was curious, but they have Yelp.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at, some of the Yelp reviews. Walked in, I was helped immediately. Coco was an incredible masseuse. Perfect ending, not happy.
Okay.
To a long hiking trip, amazing massage. That's from a female. Another person says, went with my boyfriend. We sat next to each other and held hands as we drifted in and out of sleep in sweet massage bliss. What the hell are you doing?
Wow.
My wife would laugh at me if I was like, hold my hand.
I would love that if George did that to me.
They said, great job with the reflexology. Highly recommend. Another person says, yeah, I got a massage, and it's a clothes-on place, which I didn't mind because the massage therapist was very strong. Another person even mentioned I preferred a clothed massage to a full-service massage because I don't like having baby oil on my body, and this place was perfect for me. So this is not... I don't think this is a sketch place.
You could do two options. You could be clothed or not clothed. And my mom and I obviously had different therapists. And afterwards, she was like, oh, I wouldn't mind being unclothed for that. I wouldn't mind oil on my body. And I was like, Mom, you had a very different experience than I did. I had a dude, and he was rough and tough.
Oh, really?
Yes. At one point, he was like standing on the massage table and like pushing all of his weight. I think I'm like... sore from it.
I only went to a massage place once, like one of the, like just a random one, and it was in New York. My buddy Brian's like, before we go out drinking, let's go get massages. And I'm like,
what?
Huh?
Loosen up for the night, bro.
He's like, I got this place. It's going to be amazing. We'll go there, then we'll eat some sushi, we'll get wasted. And I was like, all right, we go into this place. It's kind of the same vibe. I'm like, I wasn't expecting this, and I'm not spending this kind of, it was an acupressure place. It was just like this old lady, and then she put the hurt on me. I was like, this is too much. This is too much. And I'm like, I got to get out of this situation. She finished. And then I'll be honest with you, he was right. I had the best night of my life. I felt so good. I was so alive and like energized. Like I was ready to take on the world. We got so hammered and had the best night.
Oh, yeah, because after a massage, you're supposed to drink water. So
exactly.
You're literally doing the opposite.
Well, we had vodka waters.
Yeah, and all your chakras were open so that everything could get a little wasted.
That's the only massage you've ever had?
Only time. Yeah.
Wow.
It was aggressive, though. It was like she was like standing on me, like
yes,
laying into my
body.
I was like, this sucks.
It makes sense why you don't like being touched.
Yes.
Maybe we should all find a different massage place, kind of like this, though, and get massages together.
We could go to pick a random place and we could play Is It Happy or Not?
Yes.
And then you guys go find out.
And then I play the game of, can I get a divorce lawyer or not?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Babe, I was just doing it for the show. I didn't realize it was going to get that aggressive.
The Daily Migs Show.